Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Sulaima Gurani back on the show. Sulaima is the founder of TradeConductor.com and World Peace Through Trade is her goal, but she has a new operation, a new organization that she's put together that we're going to talk about today because it's still International Women's Month, and so it's very appropriate that Sulaima would join us and talk about WomenReignite.com. It's an emerging resource that's catching on in other parts of the world, and it's coming to a desktop in America near you. Sulaima, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. That's such a pleasure. This is my favorite show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So Women Reignite. This is International Women's Month. Women's Day was the 8th, but we're continuing to celebrate it with the ladies on the show. And so you've been a women business advocate your whole life. Why did you feel that there was a need for another level of differentiation with Women Reignite?
So, Jim, you are an expert yourself in future of work. I don't know anyone who have written any better books than you on this topic. And you do know that automation and the fourth industrial revolution is going to hit women harder than men simply because we are employed in automation risky jobs. And even the fact that a lot of women work with or through IT every day, we are not at the level that we need in the future. Hmm. And in just 5 years, we will see a massive amount of women being unemployed or simply get pushed further away out of the job market if not someone takes care of it.
So hold on for a second. Let me make sure I understand what you're saying. You're even more concerned about women than maybe other people are about the disadvantage. You're saying women have a disadvantage as we increase our devotion to technology, as we continue into the digital age. You're saying women have the danger of falling farther behind.
Yeah, I mean, both men and women have, but you know, I only have so and so many resources, and I'm a woman.
Right.
And I'm a mom myself, and I have been facing some of these issues myself. So I'm just targeting the segment that I know and understand so well. And I can tell that, you know, men are not immune to the risks of technology change.
Right.
But women are more likely to work in jobs where technology and automation is threatening to displace them. It's just a numbers game.
Well, for one thing, women have a lot of service. Women are very much a big part of the service industries, and more service jobs are being automated.
You know, child care and elder care will stay around for a long time.
Right.
It's very difficult to automate, but parts of the jobs will disappear. Just go to Japan. I was there to see how the elder care is being replaced by automation.
Wow.
Because they don't have people to do the care, right? It's
very
simple. So, but you know, a personal care median earnings is less than $22,000, you know. And so the well-being of women is decreasing because they're having those jobs. But actually, it's women in all levels in the society who's going to be part of this revolution, you can say, because we need to make them understand how they can take control over their own career again.
Mm-hmm.
They need inspiration. I'm flying to Atlanta in just a few weeks to teach on a big women's program and women of colors, because they are even being, that they have their own challenges on top of everything. And so they need inspiration, because if they can see it, they can claim it. If they get the tools, they will act. If they can access things online, they don't have to take off time from work or from family that they don't have. I mean, time they don't have. And they need mentorship. And, you know, Jim, you know all about this. They need a community. They need a strong feeling where they can safely share
So that's what your womenreignite.com will do. It will offer them. It is offering those kinds of resources, that kind of a community. And I think it's very important, and I'm glad you're doing it. When we come back after the break, I want Sulema to talk to us about some of the specific things that she's seeing out there. You know, this technology challenge for all of us, men and women, is multifaceted. Number one, could you be losing your job? Number two, could you be not hired for a technology job? Number three, could you not be paid as much as you should be paid in a technology job? Those, especially for women. We'll talk about this after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.